Lingani tshona njani sizukantaba yiwe divana kuhlelo lethu laba sakhulayo uhlelo three connection lilami o mic wobe kwazi bye muri eZimbabwe ndinomgamtshana mchongo chetu cheve chidiki uhlelo three connection muyineni wenyu mic wobe welcome muri eZimbabwe welcome Zimbabwe mose three connection studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, the 23rd of June, 2020. Ontana Zimbabwe mushe tino urombo kuti atikwanise kupa ichirongwa chisemazuva ose. This program is a pre-recorded program. It is not live. Due to COVID-19, unfortunately, we are all having to work from home. Nepamsana pechirwere chiche coronavirus. So for that reason, you cannot call in. Nonetheless, muri Zimbabwe, nilakuku sichela imibone enu, lisebenzisa I WhatsApp, kunombolo ethi +12024650318. Kana mchila utipa, maundre yu pamsoro to zhinyaya, za chizange tishibata nasipa chirongwa chedu chewe chidiki, munu kwa nisa kutichumila ma message pa WhatsApp pa number 02 +12024650318. Tachipinda mnyaya tizina zo nasi mchirongwa na mchagushelo sikupegila pambili sitinta utaba lomkushane we coronavirus. Tukendra mberi muria Zimbabwe tichibata nyaya zvechirwere che coronavirus. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on COVID-19. Now, as we speak, muria Zimbabwe, in the country, over 500 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, this is something that has led to a lot of people panicking, looking at how the numbers keep skyrocketing and increasing the jump between week, that is increasing week by week, is very high. Just the last time, we're talking about 200 COVID-19 cases. Nasi, we're talking over 500. That's a jump of over 300 people that have tested positive for COVID-19. The number of deaths also increased last week. We're talking about 4 people. Nasi, it is 6 people that have passed away due to COVID-19. But now, we're not just looking at and focusing on how coronavirus is affecting Zimbabwe, but tukubata imwenyaya zvekare inengeri kupisa munyika. Namhlanje we're also looking at touching on the discussion of the proposed constitutional amendments. Now, as we speak, muri Zimbabwe, there's been a lot of meetings whereby people are meeting and discussing on whether or not Zimbabwe's constitution or certain aspects of Zimbabwe's constitution need to be amended. So that's another discussion that we're going to delve into further. But first up, umkhuhlane we coronavirus. Now, as we speak, according to John Hopkins University, over 9 million people have contracted coronavirus up to date. And of course, as we speak, like I mentioned earlier on, this is a pre-recorded program, so these numbers are most likely changing as we speak. Now, the death toll itself has risen to over 470,000 people worldwide. 9 million people tested positive for COVID-19. Death toll is at over 470,000. Now, if we zone back into Zimbabwe, earlier on I gave you the numbers, but just to repeat them, in Zimbabwe over 500 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 64 have recovered, and the death toll is currently at 6. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, over 63,000, the exact number of tests have been conducted in the country is 63,347 COVID-19 tests have been done. 36,126 are RDT tests, and 27,221 are a result of PCR tests. So, Zimbabwe, we're touching on, of course, the rising numbers of coronavirus cases. Proposed constitutional amendments. If you're tuned in via radio, we're broadcasting on 909 medium wave frequency, 4930. 6040 Nepa 15460 kilohertz per shortwave. I must repeat, muri Zimbabwe, once again, tino rombo, chirongwa chachirukupa izvezvi is pre-recorded. Nepa msana pezo chirwere chiche coronavirus, we are all working from home. So silusizi, nyempela zichwaka zomoshe, goto alinga kotli la kuhusi chela imibone enu, serezani WhatsApp, kunombele eti +12024650318 Magatira chirongwa chedu, chere chidiki, uhlelo The Connection. The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. If you're just tuning in right now, welcome, welcome, welcome. Now let's delve into the discussion of the day. We have two things that we're going to be tackling early on. I mentioned it, but if you're just joining in, let me just give you a quick briefing. We're touching on the rising number of cases that are COVID-19 related. Monika, propose a constitutional amendment. First up, coronavirus. Let's head over to an interview I had with one of the doctors that I usually have. Dr. Tinotendas Memeza, who breaks down what all this means.
We are still telling the population that corona is there and it's real. And the numbers are increasing, and it's most likely due to the testing that we have improved on the testing, but we haven't reached the level that we want to reach. But we still remain vigilant in protecting ourselves from contracting the virus.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Tichitari's, some of the numbers themselves, I've realized that there's actually initially we're all, I guess for lack of a better word, confident, because a lot of the cases that were coming in from outside of the nation. But now with the latest results that have been put out, it highlights that there's now a growing amount of community-based spreading of coronavirus. How are we supposed to react to this as Zimbabweans?
I think as we've been discussing throughout the entire COVID period, that we should always remain vigilant, because community spread is likely to be there, whether we have identified it or not. It's actually there. It's a reality. So most probably the reason why we hadn't really identified it is because we hadn't been testing enough, so we didn't know the proper epicenters of where the virus is coming from. But community spread is a reality, and we should always remain vigilant towards practicing social distancing, washing our hands, and so forth, so as to prevent this. So now the current statistics are showing that some of the tests that have been conducted show that there are some positive cases which have been spread in the community. So we should always remain vigilant towards preventing contracting those the virus.
Now, let's look at the way we've been conducting our testing. It seems as though a lot of the testing was primarily focused on the quarantine centers, because that's where a lot of the cases were being identified. But now with mm-hmm. the number increasing, the amount of people who are now with the community spreading now increasing, how are we supposed to, allocate our resources with regard to testing?
I think, I've been trying to explain that we should do rampant testing, so that we see and where the focus of infection is, which regions are highly transmissible. So, Karatadaro, then we direct our attention towards those areas, but also maintaining testing everywhere else. Mm-hmm. So that way we will help to stop the increased spread of the virus, but also help to contain the virus itself, so that the communities are well taken care of.
All right.
But the only problem that I guess we are having is just that we are not testing enough, so such that we can identify those areas. As you can see, I think in South Africa they now have over 100,000 active cases, mm-hmm. and we are lagging behind in terms of testing, so which is what we need to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Tanga cha accepta kuti zveshuwa chirwere ichokwadi chiriko. Was it nevamwe vakufunga kuti maybe ndezvekudzimwe nyika kana kuti zvinobata vamwe vanhu vasiri isusu. Saka tinofanira kugara tichiziva kuti chirwere chinokwanisa kubata ani naani zvake. Uyezve tinofanira kuramba tichipractice ma principles edu ekuti tisawane utachiona. Tichipractice social distancing, tichigeza maoko, wakaona wa developa ma symptoms, wofonera anamaskokota kuti uudzwe kuti chichi kupitika kana kuti uudzwe kwekuno test.
Mhm. Kana namba iyo ya
2019.
Right. Saka zvino sezvo tikuona kuti namba yevanhu iri kuvedra mberi chikwira yadarika 500. Pa time tarisa nzira yai allocate ma resources emnyika kazhinji taiona kuti vanhu vazhinji vaiteswa vangari vanhu vanga vachibva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vari muma quarantine centers nemaondere chimungati yave nguva yekuti tichinje strategy yoyo here tichange kutesta vanhu vari musociety vagara vatori munyika.
I think ideally is what you kufana kutoita ndezvekutoti tinofana kuita open testing kuti munhu wese anofana achitokwanisa kutestwa through takatarisa zvirikuitwa nzeve munyika kuti vanhu vanongosvika kuma testing center munhu otestwa oziva kuti amire papi. Ndo kwatiri kufana tichitozosvika ikoko. But pare zvino tinoti maresources edu asati akufanira ndosaka tiri kuita particular focus nemamwe maareas rather than doing the whole community. But tinofana takasvika ikoko kudhara ende ndo kwatiri kufana kusvika. Sana masikokota tiri kuti community testing is actually a must at this point in time.
Saka Dr. Nditsanangurire kuti zvinenge zvichishanda sei nekuti pakatanga kubuda chirwere chitekeshera muZimbabwe. Kuti munhu anotestwa aitanga anoona doctor ndaichozomurefera kuna Anna Wilkins kuitira kuti anotestwa. Manje zvino kana makuti alright ngatichitanga kuita community based testing zvinenge zvakushanda sei?
Basically kana takuita community testing zvinoreva izvo kuti tinenge tine macenters akati wande munyika anenge achiita sei? Achita test such that people can actually go to the centers themselves kana kuti vanhu vekuma center vanopinda mudzimba. So it can go either way. Yekuti you can walk in to a facility, then you just get tested, then ma results ako wozotumirwa womawana ipapo or otherwise. Saka ndo zvatiri kukurudzira kuti zviitwe kuti tirambe tichi testa vanhu vakawanda tiziva kuti chii chiri kuitika.
All right, hold on, let me just translate for our developed audience and then we'll wrap up our conversation. Yembokambe suluka ndaba ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwabasaphulayo wonke umuntu ongenayo. Thank you so much. Namhla kuhlelo siqhubekela phambili sithinta udaba lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Siyabona phela ukuthi elizweni sokulabantu abedlula 500 abalalo mkhuhlane. Njalo inani labantu abasebeshonile because of umkhuhlane we-coronavirus lalo selikhuphukile sekulabantu abayi 6 abasanda ukubhubha due to umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. So sikhuluma nje over 500 people tested positive for coronavirus elizweni. Njalo over 6 people have passed away due to umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. Kuhlelo silo dokotela tinothenda simemeza. Ngiyambuza phela udokotela ukuthi njengoba inani labantu elizweni lilokhu liqhubekela phambili likhuphuka, thina njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe kumele sikuthathe kanjani lokhu? Yena uthi hayi, bona njengabo dokotela lakudala bakukhuluma lokhu ukuthi babona ngani this is the trajectory okumele izinto zenzakale elizweni. Uthi ngombono wakhe hayi, lingasabi izilukandaba, qhubekelani phambili lithatha the correct measures ubona ukuthi ngeke libanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane. So i-social distancing qhubekela phambili, ugqoka ama-mask qhubekela phambili, ugeza izandla ngesepa qhubekela phambili, lingakukhohlwi konke lokhuya. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi njengoba siyabona phela indaba le community brain spreading ukuthi umkhuhlane lo lapha saqala vele besithemba ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uyangena elizweni because of abantu abaningi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abaphila kwele South Africa, kwele Botswana, kwele Melika, kwele Ngilandi, abasebebuya phela eZimbabwe, yibo abaningi ababeletha lo mkhuhlane. Kodwa siyabona nje ukuthi lokhu kukhanya ngani sekuyatshintsha manje, umkhuhlane lo usungenile phakathi emphakathini kwabantu. So it's now spreading within ama communities achiyeneyo. So ngiyambuza udokotela ukuthi lokhu kumele sikuthathe njani njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe? Uthi hayi, yena wena ubona ngani sokuyisikhathi sokuthi uhulumeni akhangele phela le lokho yokuthi ayi community testing ukuthi ngeke bakhangele ama resources abo bethi hayi sikhangela ukuthesta abantu abaningi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe kuphela kodwa sokumele kuhlolwe abantu abaphila emphakathini so wonke umuntu ocabanga ukuthi ulakho ukubanjwa ngalomkhuhlane ocabanga ukuthi ulawo umkhuhlane lo yena uthi hayi instead of lokho yawo esasikwenza ukuthi sokumele uyohlolwa ngabo dokotela udokotela besithi okay hambe Wilkins or empilo beyokutesta usulakho lawo ukuhamba kuzaba kulama community centers lapho ulakho ukuhlolwa for umkhuhlane lo. Doc, now let's wrap up our conversation here. People seem to have, and I think this is something was talked about over the period, the discussions that we've had of the measures that people are taking to ensure that they don't contract coronavirus. Now, with things, lessening or the restrictions slowly lessening with a lot of people now going back to work and so forth, what advice would you give them to ensure that our battery nature relationship to coronavirus?
All right. I think as the public spaces are now opening up and as people are going back to their works, workstations and so forth, we should always keep in mind and be worried about the possibility of us contracting the virus everywhere we are. So I think the principles just remain the same, that especially when you're in public spaces, you should keep on practicing social distancing and frequent washing of hands using soap and water every chance you get.
There's another question here, Najda Kuvunza, Doctor. Tukona uti madroba kasi anasiana wanokutarisa nematam nedambuziko mvura. Now, I'm sure we've highlighted throughout our discussions, Eduki, vanhu fanela kugeza maoko chincha kakosha zvikurusa. Zvino tichitarisa madhorobha akafanana naBulawayo uko anotarisa dambudziko remvura nemadhorobha akasiyana siyana muZimbabwe, Bulawayo aisiriyo yega. Vanhu vodi panguva yakadai uko vari kutarisana nedambudziko rokushaikwa kwemvura?
Mvura chinhu chakatikoshei nguva dzose, corona or no corona. I think izvozvo zviri kufanira kugadziriswa nekuchimbidza. Asi pari zvino kana pasina mvura, you can use my hand sanitizers and so forth, but zvinenge zvine mutengo futi, saka zvinotinetsei. Saka tine chikurudzira kuti vanhu vakwanise kuwana pavanokwanisa kuwana a regular source of water, clean water, so that vakwanise kuramba vachiita hygienic nemazvo.
Right, Tando Bonga Utokotela Tinotenda Tsimemeza. Thank you so much, Dr. Tsimemeza, for taking time out. Kupinda Mchirongwa Chedu. So you just heard there from Dr. Tinotenda Tsimemeza, who was breaking down what is happening in Zimbabwe. Over 500 cases right now have tested positive for COVID-19. The number of deaths, Nayo, Yakuda Zakare, there are now 6 people who have died due to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. And the number of people who have recovered due to COVID-19, who recovered from COVID-19, has also gone up. It is now at 64.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in via Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES 5 band and C band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more, now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Uhlelo T-Connection mineni Mike Hobe muri Zimbabwe. Siyabonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Earlier on, if you're joining us right now, you just missed an interview that I had with Dr. Tinotela Tsimemeza over the rising cases of coronavirus elizweni. Sesingena-ke kuhlandla lesibili tochipinda kamuhuru kure yechipiri munyaya imwe yathi kubata nathi mchirongwa, the issue of the proposed constitutional amendments. Now, as we speak across the country in different areas, different different venues. They've been hosting discussions, and some of them, of course, due to umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus, some of these discussions have been hosted online, whereby abantu are discussing whether or not isekelo sombuso, the country's constitution, should be changed. Let's head over to an interview that I had with a couple of young people in Zimbabwe who understand isekelo sombuso, who understand the legal issues. Paida Saurombe, our legal expert, joins us. He's on the panel. Tando Kwinji of Youth for Innovation Trust is also on the panel. See Kokanjalo with Wongai Zimudzi, a human rights activist, and Jalo Gushelo, another gentleman that we had on our panel was Umnumzana Alex Kakanje with Batu Rezano PF. Let's head over to the interview I had with them.
As you would recall, the current court came about in the year 2013. It came about through what we'd call a negotiation of the political actors. But most importantly, it came about through the people of Zimbabwe entering into a social contract with the state or with the government that we needed a new covenant or a new basis of our law that would guide us from our past. We're moving away from the Lancaster House Constitution that had been ushered in 1979 with the independence of Zimbabwe. And there was a referendum in the year 2000 where that constitution was supposed to have been changed, but the people of Zimbabwe rejected the constitution that was proposed then. And it was only in 2013 that a new constitution was ushered in through 94% of the people in Zimbabwe, or the people who voted, voting that they were accepting this new constitution. And as this new constitution came into place, one of the ideal provisions, or the uppermost provisions in this constitution, is Section 7 of this constitution in the founding provisions, which says that this constitution, in fact, which says that the state must promote public awareness of this constitution, in particular, first of all, by translating it into all officially recognized languages and disseminating it as widely as possible, and requiring this constitution to be taught in schools as part of the curricula for the training of members of the security service, the civil service, and members and employees of public institutions, and also by encouraging all persons and organizations, including civic organizations, to disseminate awareness and knowledge of this constitution throughout the society. This constitution is barely 10 years old, number one. This constitution, most of our laws, because they were emanating from the old order, your Lancaster House Constitution, they then became redundant in relation to our current constitution. And what was then supposed to happen was an alignment process that was supposed to happen with the constitution, with our legislation. And I think for a while, from 2013, there was this whole noise of alignment. We want to align the constitution. But the noise suddenly died down, and all of a sudden, with the elections in 2018, and as the new government was ushered in, instead of the project of aligning the constitution, continuing, instead of Section 7 being implemented, that public awareness of this particular constitution be promoted, we now hear that the constitution wants to be amended. And there are more than 20 amendments, I think about 24 amendments at one go. Up until the year 2018, when we had the new constitution, we had approximately about 21 amendments. And this is the first when we actually have 24 amendments at one go of a constitution that it hasn't been fully implemented. So I think that's the background to our current constitution and to the current to what is currently happening.
Right. So now, tell me something. You mentioned the age itself of the Constitution. Our Constitution was set up in 2013. This is 7 years later. What's the rush to now amend the Constitution itself? And besides that, has everything that has been put in place by the Constitution lived up to by government?
One would ask that very same question to the government that has proposed the amendments. Why the rush? Has the constitution been fully implemented?
The next person we're going to head over to is Thando Kuyinji. Thando, ngiyabonga ukuthi ngikushayela
njani sonke. Ngiyabonga Port Mike, kuhlungu basemsakazweni namuhla.
Siyabona abantu abaningi ngempela seem to be up in arms about, you know, our constitutional amendments, that seem, our proposed constitutional amendments, let me make that very clear, that seems to be going about right now. Aushe Lumbonako, when I'm Jengomundo Ngisakulayo, who's also part of the civic space, so what is your opinion on these proposed amendments?
All right, so amendment to a constitution in Zimbabwe, as it would be a second amendment, implications in relation to our political rights for our people, mm-hmm. as well as our socio-economic rights as well.
Right. What thing you say, I guess, is on me. Siyabona phela ama amendments amanyanga khona that are being proposed. They touch on ukunikeza abantu abasakhulayo izikhundla. When we're talking about ukungena ku parliament. Now, njengoba they are now proposing things like that, siyezwa abanye abantu abasakhulayo hailing these proposals, versity, this is something that is allowing abantu abasakhulayo to be more included when we're talking about indaba ze decision making. Why would people be against something like that?
It's, for one, people would be against it because in nature it's tokenistic.
All right, Chukunzo Zakari Muria Zimbabwe Tipachirongwa, Tina Muzare, Esther Zimozi. Let's head over to Esther. Let's hear Kuti Iye Arguzwana say my proposed amendments. Esther, Wongai Ndinom Gamchuram Chirongwa, how are you doing? Oh, thank you so much for taking time out to join me on the program.
Thank you.
Now, recently I saw you and Namatai in the streets highlighting issues, the issues that you have as young people pertaining to the constitutional amendments. Could you give us a little more insight on that? What exactly was going on and why are you guys in the streets protesting in, you know, regards to the constitutional amendments?
Okay, so me and Namatai on Friday, we went to the minister's office in Zambia, with the minister of legal to seek audience with him to see how the manner in which the public consultations were held.
Okay.
Me and Namatai, we hold different views on the contents of the amendments on themselves, but what we have in common is the grievances that we had in terms of how the manner in which the consultations were being held under. You find that the consultations were only held over Zoom. Mm-hmm. And I so managed to be privileged enough, which in the concept of a Zoom meeting, than 100 people. So, including the MPs. So, what does this then mean? It means that more than 10,000 people in Harare who voted yes for the constitution are now being represented by less than 100 people who are now going to make decisions that's going to change their, that's going to re-veto the decisions that they made in 2018. And for us, we thought that this was unfair, and this was also a fight over democracy.
Now, tell me something. As a young person, because I was reading earlier on, I was researching more on the youth participation in the Constitution, a lot of young people don't seem to understand much about the Constitution itself. Now, here comes the amendments. Why should young people care about all these amendments that are being proposed?
Because young people, we are the ones who are going to feel the effects much more than any other age group. Because if we're going to be extending, for instance, the quota system, the women's quota system, it means that 10 more years of women getting in parliament based on tokenism, it means 10 more years of women's issues not being adequately represented in parliament.
So now let's touch on, you touched on women representation and young people itself. I was reading a little on Clause 11, which talks about the representation of women and youths. 10 seats being set aside. First of all, considering the fact that majority of the population in the country run rich and leaky, is 10 seats enough?
No, definitely not. When I first had an encounter with the document, I said, this is nonsense. This is an insult to our intelligence as young people, because we constitute more in terms of numbers.
Pachirongwa Chinaba, Alex Dakanje, he's a ZANU-PF youth member. Dakanje, do you know Mkamchira Nchirongwa Mrufambe?
Yeah,
thank you so much for taking time out to join me, Pachirongwa Jed. The proposed constitutional amendments. Some of these proposed things are not enough for Vecheliki. Aiwa, 10 seats, that's nowhere enough for it to allow youth empowerment. Constitutional amendments.
So you have to understand that amendment of the constitution is constitutional. Now, the procedure and the process to amend the constitution, it is started by these outreach programs that has been happening. For effect, we shall never at any point yes, 16 million people to participate in the process of amending the constitution. Now, when my sisters are saying that's general, Ashoma for youth and stuff, we are starting from somewhere. And we have started with 10 people. One per project. Something which was not there.
Okay.
Something which is coming into existence. So when we start with 10 people, if those 10 are as effective as we want them to be, or as effective as we shall be, then whatever number is reasonable. You know what's up with FIFA? Why? Because you are a participator in parliament. So for now, as Burundi, because we're going to choose a larger number of the population and stuff, that is not the issue. Of course, my youth, we are more than 6%. But it's a good thing, but we have nothing.
Regaitipe Mzarizi Mutsumkana, she's dying to respond. Esther, go ahead and respond.
You know, this is the kind of nonsense that we are tolerating in this country. And this is the kind of insults that we always have to face as young people. Can I put it down to 10? Why are you starting on 10? Why are you starting on one pay profits? And besides, why is it that we are not getting as many young people to be getting in parliament? We all know it is a public secret, Kuti. My political parties, many more, how you are pushing down young people who trust up in their positions. We all know how the system is conservative with whosoever, isn't it? And especially with Zanope, if we've got an understanding of this big brother mentality, and the entitlement, so we can't continue allowing you to continue stealing our future just because Muruguti, my youth, why are you awarding our senses? Who are you to award the senses? Why start at 10 seats? Why not start at 30? Why not start at 60? 2013, we agreed we have 60 women in parliament. Why now then starting with Kanamori by youth? We now need 10 seats. Why not start at 60? And it's also, why not put all right? Since we communicate me, like I wonder, we see it's also that you are paying our residual. My sister, like I wonder, it's also a good touch to find my court. Why not do that? If you are recently about democracy and equality, why not do that?
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you both for 1 second. Paida, are you back on the line?
I'm back on the line.
Okay, awesome. Now, there seems to be this heated understanding. We have Esther Zimuzi on the line, and she's highlighting how, as a young person, she feels as though, first of all, 10 seats is not even enough, remotely enough, to allow space for youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. She feels as though there should be more additions that allow youth to be more participating in terms of local government. So we're talking municipalities, councils, and so forth. Now, we also have Alex Katanje, who highlighted saying 10 seats or 10 is a good starting position, considering the fact that Richard Nisi, they didn't even have anything to start with. What is your take on this?
Thank you, Mike. First of all, when we look at the quota system on its own, saying that we want to reserve 10 seats for the young people, the first question we need to ask is, what is parliament meant for? Mm-hmm. What is parliament meant for? The word parliament itself coming from the word parler, which means a French word, which means to speak on behalf of.
Mm-hmm.
So already we have got, the question we need to ask is, already we have got young people who are in parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Though a small number, what is it that they are doing on behalf of young people?
Mm-hmm.
We have a ministry that is dedicated to young people, the ministry of youth.
Right.
What is that ministry currently doing for young people? Before we talk of 18, a certain number, which I would agree that it is simply being brought in as a number, 10 young people. From where, from what? What is the rationale that we are bringing in 10 young people? Mm-hmm. Can we not have other means of empowering young people? And one of those means is, what are the political parties who are bringing in members of parliament to parliament doing about young people coming into parliament?
Mm-hmm.
What are the policies of the political parties in terms of empowering young people, reserving certain seats for young people?
Now, tell me something, Paida. There seems to be a heated discussion with regards to how many people need to be consulted before there is an actual amendment. Esther Vongai was highlighting earlier on that, you know, this is happening during COVID times, and a lot of the things that are being done, they're trying to utilize online tools. And in some of the meetings whereby people are supposed to be giving their opinion on these proposed amendments, Munopinda meeting, yes, Zoom, Munigemunivan 10, Munigemunivan 100 at most. But now you can't have a circumstance whereby 100 people are speaking on behalf of millions. So now, how many people need to actually give the go-ahead before there is a proposed, before a proposed amendment can actually become an amendment?
Thank you
so much. If you recall when we started, I gave a brief background on where we are actually coming from in terms of this particular constitution, where we had 94% of the people who actually voted in a referendum agreeing to the constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Where I said this was a social contract between the people and those who govern the people, that this is going to be the documents that govern us.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the current statistics of what is currently happening in the so-called public consultations, there are only 950 people who are going to actually be consulted in a country where we have got a population of 15 million people.
Mm-hmm.
To a document that's sacrosanct, to a document that's the supreme law in this country, to a document that took voters to actually dedicate a day to go and agree on.
Mm-hmm.
So really for me, it cannot be that we simply do this in an era or in a time where we are saying the country is actually locked down, people are being returned home, there is no proper business taking place even in the country, and yet we are saying we are having public consultations to amend a document that was agreed for, a document by the people and for the people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back to the people. We need to go back to the constituencies in the same manner that we did in 2018 when this document came into place.
Mm-hmm.
So we simply cannot have a very a small number of people going on to agree, and then we have got 210 members of parliament and the 80 senators agreeing on a document that the whole of Zimbabwe has to agree on.
Mm-hmm.
So we might not have a particular number, but we really need to go back to the people that we consulted in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
When we came up with these documents.
But now, that still doesn't answer the question. That still doesn't answer the question, Pida. Does it have to be a majority? Can a minority decide on behalf of majority? Or does it have to be, is there a specific amount? Does it have to be 90% and above? Or how does this work?
Unfortunately, our constitution does not provide for it. It gives that power to parliament. But when you look at how parliament operates, it has to be the majority of the people in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
When we usually undergo other public consultations, you will find that consultations take place widely in the remotest of places. Consultation takes place during so many days. Consultations, different groups of people are consulted,
mm-hmm.
which to me then is interpreted as they should be a majority of people in this country who are consulted before these also changes are made to these documents. We cannot simply have a minority. We cannot simply have one political party deciding that we are going to amend just because we have got the majority in parliament.
Tando, mm-hmm. Right. Now, you've heard some of the things that are being highlighted. Esther uthintile ngempela udaba lokuthi she feels as though it's not enough. Amasitha ayithen kuphela. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo njalo umuntu wesifazana ukubona njani how much needs to be given to abantu abasakhulayo njalo abantu abesifazana for there to be enough ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo njalo abantu abesifazana balakho ukusithuthukisa elizweni.
Yes, but Mike, we've been here before.
Mm.
We've been here before with the women's quota, and courtesy women's quota, it's being extended because evidently Izani 7.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we put on the floor, we are not sitting on our parliament. We have not gone to parliament. We are taking this for our constituencies. But we are taking this, and they really cause more harm to women, gender equality, than contributing to it like in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And Katesi, when we are talking about the youth quota system, I think it's very evident, it's very clear that it really is not justice to our situations that young people are facing in Zimbabwe. If I may give our examples, Katesi like recently, what January, people gathered to accelerate our SDGs, our Sustainable Development Goals, our corner, our achievement by 2030. Mm-hmm. And as the African Union, we have Agenda 2063.
Mm-hmm.
Where Africa should be developed by 2063. And over the parliament, we are not preparing ourselves. For what the rest of the world and what the rest of Africa is preparing for.
All right, hold on for 1 second. Let's head over to Ragakanje and hear Uguti Yena. What does he have to say? Ragakanje, mchiripo parunare. Right, Manzwa Shukuta Ruoka and among my panelists, Tando highlighted a very important thing. Rachiti, yes, Hongu Panenyai Yema seats EVHDiki, but there seems to be other issues, or sorry, bigger issues. Such as my amendments, I argue for Mita, for example, judges to stay there until they're about 70 years old, which is way above the Yatinoti retirement age. Imiwo sebe chidiki mrukuzi wana wose age.
Amendment ye constitution. Constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
But what I mean here is there is nothing wrong in amending the constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And the process of amending the constitution is not to thank you consult the public.
Mm-hmm.
And the public, you know, to consult the eventual attend. If we are to do an election, my brother, we consider the people who have participated in that election, so that we count in numbers of votes, we count in numbers of people who have casted their votes. We don't consider election looking at the fact of general populace. We have more than 16 million, let me say 16 million people in Zimbabwe, but the people who registered to vote are way less than that number. And of the total number that registered to vote, not everybody tend to vote. But we didn't consider that on proclaiming maybe the winner or the loser or counting the votes. So when we are on the Zoom meeting and we manage to have 100 people participating, it's from that 100 people who have participated where we can derive figures of people who are agreeing to the amendment. So finally, whatever contributions that are being made by the people who are managing to attend these public hearings is what will be considered in the constitution. Moreover, proceeding to the parliament is a process put in order contribution of parliamentarians. And you know, in parliament, they will contribute the issues of more than two-thirds or of two-thirds. So here is the matter. As youths, we should look at issues that directly impacts our livelihood. Issues no more affect our life. The issue of my judges, my judges who 78 years or 75 years, how does that affect our lives as you?
Rekaende kubatsa pamuromo vakakanje tidzo kuti vasaurombe ivo vanoti vasaurombe muchiripo parunare. Right, man, those are highlights for Natando, because those are highlights for Navagakanje. Eva Gakanje, what in the Mondro Avo, Chukutanga, those 10 seats, and if you say that you need to find out Paranas, when you get a good starting point. For Abata Zakare, Yai, Bonzo, Natando, Uyezi, and Wongai Panga, Tataenda, Yai, Chukuti, and there are other amendments that are beyond just the 10 seats. Amongst them being the that allow Mtungamiro Renyika to have a lot more power. He highlighted one thing. And isu sevechidiki, we must focus on things that are in relation to us. Sakari gaindu kubunze imi se munu anunya tuzisa nyaye ze mutemo. Why should the youth of Zimbabwe care about whether or not a judge anupiwa mkana upendrambera to stand up until he's 70?
Why should we care whether or not Mtungamiriro wenyika vanopiwa mamwe masimba?
Thank you so much, Nkoma Mike. First of all, I do not agree with the position that Senator Diki only concentrate on issue irukuti irukunzindwe irukuti afecta ye 10 masses. Senator Diki, first and foremost, we are the majority in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot simply say kuti concentrate on the 10 seats and debate on that. Do not talk about Makorema judges are going there, or do not talk of about the appointment of the judges themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This is a country where we need all of us to make contributions to each and every provision. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, kana tishiki suku munu msivu sezi tunakuri chusa makore atatu gara atinao ekuti 65 time nge we go to 60, and if we then increase makore eva mwari in some other positions kuti varambe vachiendera when is it when we are going to give the young people also a chance or the young people to be heard?
Mm-hmm.
I think it becomes actually quite contradictory kuti on one hand, we are saying, kuti, it's 10 seats for young people so that their voices be heard. And on the other hand, kuti, increase makore varipo acho, vechikuru varipo, vaenderere mberi kusvika ku 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of women quotas, ngatidzokerei zvakare kuelectoral age. You know, our constitution is a beautiful document. Mukaenda pa section 17 ye constitution yedu, inototaura about that gender balance, kuti we should reach gender balance ye 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
In institutions and even in institutions like parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying kuti let's increase the quota system for another 2 terms of parliament, why don't we implement section 17? Because tika enda ku 163 iyo iri pako 123 yatoda kunoaminda kuti tiinkrise with the other 2 terms. We won't achieve section 17, which is a better section. Iri kutoti ngatiite 50-50 instead of kuti tingounza madzimai kuparliament dzimwe nguva without merit, ngatiite 50-50 women, giving them equal opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's Kati, so this is Ruang Mangoi, so let's now try wrap up a conversation here too. Uzwilo ukushiwongu Esther, uzwile ngempenda ukushiwongu Paida, njalo ukushiwongu Mnumzana Ukakanje. Yena uti inja should appreciate the 10 seats that they've been provided. Njalo inja in Zimbabwe, kumele, they need to focus on ama amendments that are being proposed that affect impilo za abantu abasakhulayo. I would get Mr. Nangaloko Uti Umonga Meluza Tola some more power from other amendments. Jalobuti Chief Justice Laiuza Toli Tuba Lu 7 U C figure Abe 7 years. Ute hai incha gumele I focus on izinto as my lanabanja basakula. Ugubona njan look.
Directly as young people. Singakhanyela especially yona leyi eyamajaji yimwe ukudama oselokishini khathesi ongakwanisa ukuphuma engagqokanga imaka afike phandle afike abotshwe ngamapholisa. So i-judicial system iyamaffecta directly as a young person. So akumelanga ukuthi sibe sesishiyela umongameli, because as good citizens, I think what we need to be doing njengabantu beZimbabwe ukuthi sibambisane, sincedisane in governing.
Okay, ngiyabonga kakhulu Thando. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Wathi ngiphosele umbuzo ofanayo to Upaila and Alex Kakanje, and then we have to wrap up our conversation. Sakatotanga kwa Muriva Kakanje, muchiripo parinare. Right, manzwa zvataurwa naTando. First thing she highlighted at Iowa. Zvese zvamakurukura nyaya yemajaji zvese hanzi zvino pane mukana wekuti vechidiki, if they don't focus on it, zvinokanganisa kukanganisa ramangwana revechidiki. Abata zvekare nyaya yekuti hanzi damu vunza ndika nyaya yekuti vechidiki don't seem to be invested patino panotarwa nyaya yezve constitution yenyika. Saka ndamubvunza kuti pane zviripo here zvingaitwa kuitira kuti vechidiki nawo vatange kuinvesta in certain issues like these, nokuti ndizvoka zvinozo director ramangwana ravo. Saka imi seumwe wevechidiki ndimi kamunoita nyaya dzepolitics, what can be done kuitira kuti vechidiki vatange kunzwisisa kukosha kwema processes akadai, uyezve Tando anyatso highlight akati nyaya iyi yepolitics inenge inoti netsei nekuti vechidiki havasi kupiwa mikana yekunyatso participate munyaya dzematongero enyika. Saka zvii zvinofanira kuitwa kuitira kuti vechidiki mangwana vaonewo mukana wekuparticipata mune maprocedures akadai vakasununguka?
Sekutanga vechidiki tinofanira kuve responsible. We should know kuti activism inotangira papi, inoperera papi. We shall never be taken seriously in politics when we mistaken democracy for lawlessness, freedom of speech for insults. We should know kuti kana pakutaurwa nhau dzenyika hapatariswe age in terms of demographics, panotariswa maideas. Pane mayuthi chwacho takawanda nhasi, uye problem yekuti panotaurwa maserious issues ekuvaka nyika, we then come in as activists and alarmists.
All right. Regai tipe vasaurombe mukana and then we wrap up the conversation. Find out which report are not it. You get to wrap up the conversation mukoma wangu. Manzwa zvataurwa navagakanje mukanzwa zvekare zvataurwa naTando. Hanzi vagakanje vechidiki, aiwa, hanzi you must work alongside government kwete zvekuda kurwisanisa nehurumende. Petai nekutipa maundre.
Thank you so much. Ichocho ichokwadi kuti tinofanira kunga tiri vanhu vanotaura. I think what's important in a democracy are the discussions and the debates that are ongoing. It is important that the voice of young people be heard. Tingangwati tine ma disagreements ati now, but those disagreements and the debates help us to make a future of this country. Tinechidiki tivatungamiriri vanhasi, tivatungamiriri vamangwana. We have a beautiful written constitution yatinayo. Let's debate on it. Let's see kuti constitution iyoyi pane zvekuda kunzi zvichinjwa, hatisi kuzvichinjira for current political benefits here. What will this constitution look like as a document 10 years from now? What will this constitution look like as a document 50 years from now?
All right, Tando Bonga, Paida Saurombe, Tando Kwinji, Vongaizi Mutsikanyelo, Alex Gakanje, ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu lamusakhulayo, tinotenda zvikurusa. Murezimbabwe tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Nhasi muchirongwa takachibata nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus, mukuhlane weCOVID-19. There's been a jump of positive cases at least only by over 300 people. The number of deaths has also increased. The last time we spoke lapa uhlelo lwethu lamusakhulayo, we were talking about four people that had passed away due to COVID-19. Sikhuluma nje namhla, it's a six people. Once again, Muriye Zimbabwe, this program is pre-recorded. Saka tine urombo, by the time you go on air, these numbers may or may not have changed. But zvisine Muriye Zimbabwe, tanga tiri pano tiri tose pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Abafisa kuxoxa lami lakho kungithola ku social media, ku Twitter, njalo ku Instagram @bigmike3, iyona username yami, ndipo pamunokwanisa kundibata. Muriye Zimbabwe musakanganwe, munokwanisa kutitumirawo mashoko enyu pa WhatsApp pa number 021 202 465 0318. Muriye Zimbabwe tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Sesvikile mapeteleni ohlelo lwathu lwavasakhulayo namhla. Sohlangana same time, same place, lapa emsakazweni weStudio 7, pano panepfenyuro yeStudio 7 anokonekai nemufaro. Ndinewenyu Mike Hove, Muriye Zimbabwe. Bye bye.